Welcome to Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast about anything and everything. This is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
This is Josiah Set Forward, the villain on Twitter at comic underscore syndicate on Instagram. What's up, RG?
What's up, Joe? So glad to be back at it.
Yeah, dude, it feels like it's been a while.
Oh my God, just I know probably people have noticed it's been a little bit sporadic.
A little bit.
It's just it's funny. We haven't even really hit the major holidays, but already it's kind of killing us, like everything.
It is. And I'm glad we recorded so many in one shot and spread them out because we need to do more still.
Yeah, we still need to get more stuff done. But like most of our stuff, we were having a conversation and we're like, you know what? Next one would be a fun one to do. Okay, so we're both from Orange County. Orange County, California. Dope, dude. We grew up in Orange County. You're born here, right?
I was born in Tustin.
Okay.
Tustin Medical Center. And then grew up in Santa Ana, born and raised Santa Ana for the most part.
So, yeah, I was born in Orange, actually, city of Orange, in Orange. But I've grown up in Orange County my whole life. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, you know, it's something we were talking about because there's always that joke of kind of like an Orange County bubble. We're a small county.
We are.
Which
is actually kind of huge, though.
If you look at, like, San Bernardino or, like, L.A. County, San Diego County, is, like, huge.
Night and day. And those places and counties are completely night and day compared to Orange County, too.
And we're, like, this tiny little, well, compared to them, a small county in between.
Okay, that makes sense.
L.A. County, San Diego County. We're sandwiched in there, right?
Yeah.
And there was always these jokes about, like, I think we ran across a list stating, people, how was it, like, fascinating, like, facts, like, who people, how you know
you're from Orange County.
Yeah. How do you know you're from Orange County or stuff only true or it's true to mostly California?
If we talk to people from out of state, it's like, oh, well, how close are you guys? So you guys are from Los Angeles? Yeah,
And then people have, I've had people are like, Orange, where's that? By LA? Oh, so LA? No. Are you a suburb from LA? No.
We're
very
not.
Prideful and it's going to be a thing where we're going to really kind of make fun of ourselves because it's a lot. But a lot of these lists are true and I'm proud of this kind of weird little thing that we have for ourselves.
I normally like bashing on what a lot of the things we do, so
but it's funny. But it's funny.
This is interesting.
I don't think you notice this, but I think the reason we bash so much on like LA County and San Diego County
is because
we're from looking at them from growing up in Orange County. But
yeah, true. Although I love San Diego County over Los Angeles County by far.
And you can notice once you pass the county line, you can tell the difference. It's weird. Yeah. I don't even know how to explain it. Unless you've ever been to Southern California and just notice it. When you go from Orange County to LA County, you can see a drastic difference.
Oh, huge difference, dude. And night and day again, dude. So let's start it up. How do you want to attack it? We each have our list of things.
Yeah, this is one.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
This is just one because I didn't see any in my list. Maybe it's on yours. Let me know. But the one thing we argue about, like, okay, when you do a getaway, but you're doing more like a weekend thing.
Yes,
I like to go down to San Diego. The thing we complain about San Diego and LA County, never any parking.
Parking.
Orange County.
That's the worst thing.
This is the thing in California. Like, this could be grew up. I know other parts of the country don't have this problem, but in Orange County, we're used to when you go to the store, no free parking.
Do you want to start it there? Like. I have the list of what spawned off this conversation. We can go through real quick.
Yeah.
And guys, this is probably going to be a two-parter. Like, we kind of debated and it's like...
It's a small county, but a lot of awesome stuff.
Yeah.
To make fun of ourselves.
And you brought it to me and it's like, do you want to make fun of yourself? I'm like, dude,
I'm proud. I'm proud of these like weird things about the county.
I can totally bash myself. And I normally, we're good about making fun of ourselves anyways.
Yeah.
So we came up with the list, like, it kind of sounds cheesy. And again, it's going to be a two-parter because you have your list, weird list. I have my weird list.
And it's just weird stuff.
Yeah. These are the things that we, on a whim, came up with. Mm. And this snowballed the idea of this topic.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to name it yet. Probably the real 2OC.
Yeah.
Do you think your brother would get
pissed? Two people might not agree with it, but hashtag 2OC.
So we came up with these ones. And again, snowballed into this podcast we're going to toss out for you guys. Two-parter. You know you grew up in Orange County, California.
Yeah.
When? Your scenario involves Disneyland.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds stupid, but...
It is. Like, a lot of times, like, oh, so I went Disneyland. Okay, now it's kind of hard, but I had a lot of first dates or a lot of, like, first date dates going to Downtown Disney. Because it was, like, a safe middle of the ground, like, and they had a movie theater, they had food, you could just walk around. And it was, like, it pretty much felt like you were in Disneyland, but you'd have to pay for it.
True.
Before you got too packed and now they're doing other stuff with it. But that was, like, a lot of thing was is or knowing it, or growing up having stories at Disneyland. But okay, yeah.
We can slash that one too. Like living in Orange County, you know somebody that works
at yeah. Disneyland. Well, yeah, because that's how they get in.
That's exactly how you get in for free.
You know, exactly through my life, I've known probably like five or six people at least that I knew well enough to say they would get me into Disneyland. Because they're allowed a certain amount of people, right? How does that work? Yeah, I never knew.
I forget how many people. It's like 20 a month or a year.
And that's valuable because now the prices, if they can get two in, that's like $300.
Yeah, easily, dude. So if you can get away with it, always dope. But that's a weird thing for Orange County dudes. Next one is, you know at least one person that works at Disneyland, same thing.
Yeah, two of
you know someone with an annual pass.
That's my brother. I've had one, too.
You had one, right?
I had one when it was a lot cheaper. I had it for like 3 or 4 years. It was dope.
I would like to.
It's fun. I say to at least do it like once every 3 or 4 years.
Okay, I guess that would make
sense. It's fun. Honestly, I've been to Disneyland since I was...
It's like $1,000 now?
It's getting there. But when I was born, I was born to now, I've probably been to Disneyland at least like 12 times, at least.
I used to go maybe once a year. So
yeah, so I've been to at least 12, probably more. And I always find it fun. It's its own little world to be in there. So that's always fun, at least in the past.
Okay, next one's going to be you complain about the weather being cold when it's low 70s.
Yeah, I'm cold right now.
Cold right now, dude. Like, it's one of those things we're making fun of ourselves.
Yeah.
Like... But it's so fucking.
These guys are a bunch of pussies. Totally. It's stealing Joe's word. Totally. And I'm like, yes, this is all true. Yeah. I have my flannel out right now, and today was like 70.
I had my fucking jacket on in the fucking office.
Oh, dude. I definitely knew. I think it was like 60 in the morning, 55, and I'm like, what do you mean, thick socks?
Kinda, dude. Yeah. We're weird like that, dude. Next one's going to be. We even speaking of the weather, though, we get excited when it rains.
I read somebody said we get emotional because we're like, ooh, it's raining. Nice. Oh, damn, I have to drive in the rain. You're, like, angry and sad. You're like, oh, it's probably like an accident. Ooh, so, but the rain's so nice. So I don't want to go out anywhere.
So many emotions because, yeah, the 5 freeway sucks.
Oh, it's going to suck. I'm like, oh, it's raining.
And it's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're right. If it's a weekend and I'm home, it's like, ooh, it's a rain. I love it. But it's like, oh, fuck, idiots on the road.
Yeah. Like, I get to work and I'm like, hey, I made it here in one piece.
True that. Here's a great one for us, dude. You can get to the beach in 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that is true, but I would tell people, like, what sucks is parking.
Parking once you get to the beach, yeah.
It's parking. I know where I try to head more toward the local beach.
Okay, which beach do you normally go to?
Seal Beach. I don't really go to Huntington Beach, just for the tourists.
I don't like HB, yeah.
No, it's tourists, and it's packed, and it's all, like, that's where all the teenagers go.
Yeah, Newport kind of, too, although I like Newport.
But over there is, like, a lot of them, like, I think Corona Del Mar and all that stuff.
I like Corona Del Mar.
It's beautiful, but it's, like... A lot of residential parking and then the small parking for the public. It's a pain in the butt. It's beautiful.
It is.
But the Seal Beach, I like it because it's like a small pier and it's small and it's especially at night. During the winter it was really hot, at night we just go for walks.
Same thing. Okay.
I know it's an Orange County thing. Like, oh, when it's hot, you still go for walks on the beach?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. It's like whatever. Same thing with the beach, though, I guess. Our commute to, if you wanted to get to the woods or campgrounds. It's still not too far of a drive.
Everything, there's a thing they say, especially at Orange County, I mean, well, Southern California, you can go to the desert, you can go snowboarding and surfing all the
same fucking day, dude. Yeah.
You'll go on the day.
Beautiful,
so, that way.
Next one's going to be just funny. Earthquakes don't faze you?
No, because somebody goes like, I've had my mom call me, there's an earthquake. Okay, I'm like, it's like under 5. Like if it's like over 5, I'm like, okay, you got my attention a little bit.
5.5.
It was 4.2, like and blah blah blah. And I'm like,
nah, that was nothing.
The worst I've ever gone through was like the 7-point-something Northridge.
Yeah. Northridge was,
and even then it was just freaked me out. But I was like, eh.
And we got the aftershocks. It wasn't even the main effect of it.
But it's funny, after Northridge, you're like, eh, I went to Northridge, not a big
deal.
Which
is weird now. We're desensitized to it completely.
You get used to it, because when people first move here, I hear people always tell you you can feel the movement constantly.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, but when you grow up in it, you're just like, oh, you didn't feel it. I'll get to work. Like, oh, there's an earthquake. I'm like, was it?
Yeah, seriously.
I'm like, meh.
Or even people that wake up like are light sleepers and it's like, did the earthquake wake you?
I think I just like...
Three, it's like, ah.
I think I just like slept wrong or something. I don't know.
Pretty much. They don't phase us. Okay. Next one's going to be, you put the in front of freeway numbers. Oh, you had mentioned
So there's like... Because when we're going somewhere, they're like, oh, just take the 405 to the 55. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not... Oh, they don't cross. Yeah, they do. Anyway, I'm like, 405, 22, 57, 55, 22... 405, yeah. 22. So all these freeways. So you said the. But interstate I told you the story freeways, was yeah. back in the day. There, it still says it now. There's kind of fading out a little bit. When you're driving toward, and that's how I know Irvine got pretty big. When you're driving down the 405, it says like, ooh, now you're going to Irvine Freeway.
Or San Diego, Garden Grove,
and all that stuff. So back then it was just kind of named toward the city that it was going toward or whatever it connected to.
Pretty much, dude, yeah.
But now it's just the, and even though we say 405 and all that, we just got stuck with the, so we just say the.
You know of this hidden gem, Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, that's the local theme park. It's like less than half the price. Because they always have coupons.
It's down
stuff.
The street from you, me and you, right?
It's down. It's Knott's Berry Farm. Down the street. For me, it's like down the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a full-size theme park. They have roller coasters. They have a ghost town.
Are ballsier than Disney's
Yeah, it's more for a big roller coaster. They have a ghost town. It looks nice. I went there for Christmas. They have a...
Camp Snoopy?
Camp Snoopy for the little kids. They have a Halloween... Knott's Scary Farm.
Dude, Knott's
and it's Farm. Famous. Even though I won't go now because it gets so packed.
Oh, it's stupid.
You have to go on a weekday. Last time I'm like, why am I stuck on... And I'm like, oh, Knott's Berry Farm.
I know other places across the states have their theme parks too. Uh-huh. I don't know. I haven't done homework. Like, Knott's Berry Farm is huge for Knott's Scary
it's big.
Farm.
It's not a farm.
Parks have to have it.
It's though, not right? a farm. Like, it used to be. A, it's farm. Funny. It used to be a farm.
It used to be a farm. Like jelly farm. 60s,
yeah, jelly farm.
Blueberry 60s, farm.
Boys 60, no, boy, I think
boysenberry. Yeah, yeah.
But like,
it's cheesy. But yes,
there was like 60 years ago. There was a farmer actually named Farmer Knott.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, I want people to come to my farm." So he put a little rides, and he's like, "Well, I want to serve some chicken." Oh no, the famous fried chicken. To the yeah, so he's like, man, these people are bored waiting in line for this great chicken. So I'm going to put some rides out. So pretty much this whole theme park was built upon really good fried chicken, which is still good, and you can still go and eat it.
And it's, again, a legit great but theme it's park.
But that's the place you go when you don't want to deal with Disneyland. Okay. Because
that was also a great date
theme park. When you were in high school or middle school, you get dropped off,
yeah.
and you go on – because it was cheap. Your parents were yeah. like, okay, it told me like back then it was like $20.
Yeah.
You go in, you get take $40, and you have your – food and you get in yeah. and hang out and you can be there all day and it's a fun place.
It's a dope theme park, dude. And again, Knott's Scary Farm is a
big I've been there.
Thing.
It's a big deal.
It's dope. And honestly, when we were kids, let's look at it this way real quick. Universal Studios didn't start their horror nights until maybe, what, 5-6 years ago? But after they saw the Knott's, like, holy yeah. shit, these guys are killing it.
And even Disneyland started doing it, too. Like, the whole...
Kind of,
I now guess. They do, like, the whole, they like, close early for kids to go trick-or-treating. That's probably what
true,
it's called.
That's true. Okay.
But there's another thing, too.
Go for it.
How, well, because like, Disneyland, like, I won't go to Disneyland because people are like, that's amazing, go to Disneyland because it's a bit closed. I've had yeah. families like, you live down, like, 20 minutes from Disneyland. I'm like...
But see, Disneyland fireworks every
yeah,
night.
But it's oh, you're yeah. For me, I'm 20 minutes. You're like walking distance. But it's a pain in the ass again.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so many complaints. But people are like, you go to Disneyland. I'm like, not too much work. But it's Disneyland. I'm like, no, it's too much work.
Okay. Next one is going to be you can go anywhere and not pay for parking.
I'm just used to because you go to LA.
So much parking here.
San Diego's worse. I love San Diego, but everywhere's paid parking.
It's yes, agreed.
Everywhere's paying. But pay parking. Same thing, LA County, and tiny parking, pay parking.
San Diego Gas Lamp District is dope. You got to Uber it, though. That's probably pretty much the best.
And anywhere you – oh, I stay at a hotel, and they charge you like $20-$30 to just park it there.
We're going
to
roll everything with the dogs and the helicopters.
Yeah. So people get the whole Orange County experience.
Totally.
You live in Orange County.
Last one is that started this brainchild we got going for this episode is we bitch about having a drive to go to LA.
Okay. This is what I'm going to bring up. How many, during my dating years,
go for
many
it.
Times would grow, was it? Okay. So a girl be like, oh, you meet her at a party? You meet somebody at a party, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. Give me your number, whatever. Okay. Switch straight numbers. And she goes 562. And you're like,
ooh.
Oh, fuck. You live in LA County?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, is she hard enough to talk to someone in LA County? Okay, because this is what sucks about dating somebody in LA County. If you go pick them up, they probably have shitty parking where they live.
Yeah.
It's LA County.
Yes.
And if you go pick her up, you're more than likely going to have to hang out in LA County.
Yes.
And it's LA County, and it's...
The parking.
Once it goes dark in LA County, it gets creepy.
It does. it's LA County, so it smells
like,
funny. It sounds like we're honestly, like, we're...
Bitches.
Pussies. Yeah. Yeah, like we're prima donnas, and that's not even...
but that's the thing. I remember once I did a girl, I'm like, ooh. I was like, oh, she's cute. I met her, like, at a Halloween party. It was awesome. And I'm like, hey, what, like, cool. Like, give me your number, whatever.
That's so not afterward. A Libyan, by the way.
Back to the Future is always a good title. The Libyans.
Back to the Future is on in the background, guys.
And she's like, oh, yeah, call me up. We should hang out after this. I'm like, sometime. I'm like, sure. She gives me, and I'm like, 562. I'm like, fuck. Why'd it have to be 562? Why couldn't she be 714 or 949?
Late 90s, more area codes got tossed in for Orange County. 949 but, isn't bad. Or people would, when they would get their cell phones, they would want a 949.
My friend moved out. He had a 714. He moved out like 10 years ago from Orange County. He still has a 714 number.
You got to keep it. You got to keep that 714
number. If I went somewhere, I'm like, I need a new number. We can get you a new one. I'm like, so you don't have any of the... No, I'll keep my 714.
Yeah.
But it was like funny, like when you were like dating, you're like, the area code.
It's a factor.
Fuck, she's okay. A 562.
Guys, this is what snowballed these thoughts. Do you want to take it from here? And I'll jump on board, or do you want me to go through 10 facts about Orange County?
It's up to you, okay?
We'll save that for part two. Okay. You started it, man. You rock and roll.
Okay, here's one. We do defend ourselves. If somebody from not California, from outside of California, yeah. They're like, Orange County. Oh, so like L.A. I'm like, oh, no.
And here, okay.
No, it's different.
Oh, it's hugely different. And a lot of people outside of the state, too, also get, oh, like the OC, the show.
It's like, oh, fuck, no.
We're going to bash that. Do we want to bash that right now?
Go for it now.
Okay. The show, the OC, that was back on in what, the late 90s as well?
Yeah.
I never saw any of them.
I didn't see any
of them. But it was like they were based in what, Laguna Hills? Laguna Beach.
Somewhere around there.
And it's the show about this, I don't even know what the fuck it is. This rich...
Life in Orange County, whatever.
Life in Orange County. Got it. Except they chose the worst place ever because it was the worst representation of Orange
County. Yeah, it was a very shallow...
Hugely shallow and completely fake. And when they showed the gangsters on there, it's like, oh, these fools ain't gangster at all.
But it wasn't even Orange County. It was an L.A. shot in L.A.
So, see? There you go. But that is an insult to us, right? I mean, it is.
We're in a way. I don't want to say we're shallow. It's just more.
Completely not. Dude, you grew up in Westminster. I grew up in Santa Ana. Yeah. So, I mean, those are... You predominantly went to school with Asians? I mean, technically.
A little bit of both. A little bit of Hispanics. Both. Hispanic, Asian. It was like where I was, a little bit of everything. Oh, okay.
Go for it, man. We're to bash
this is terrible, and everyone says this. This is jacked up. Okay. People notice this. If you're from Orange County and you tell me this is bullshit, then you don't know. You're not true to yourself.
Okay, go. What you
okay, and this yeah, is... I'm going to go through this thing before I drop it. My friend has said this. I know people that have said this. People that this focuses on. I don't know how your high school was. It was, okay, Asian,
yes.
Hispanic, and white.
Whites are the minorities. Caucasians are
maybe minorities. Now, but back then when I went to high school, it was like a little bit of everything. It was like those three.
Okay.
There was more Pacific Islanders than black people.
Interesting. You know what? Oddly, yeah.
It's like, and that's the weird thing about Orange County. Like, it's not like, I don't know, it sounds terrible at the county, but that's where high school were.
Kind of weird. You know what? Nothing but Hispanics, very few Asians, very few Islanders at our school in Santa Ana High School. We had a lot of Caucasian people.
A lot of Pacific Islanders. Hmm. But usually ours was pretty well. Like a little bit of everything.
Okay, true.
So it was pretty cool. And that's the cool thing about, like, I mean, same thing for LA County and San Diego County. Mm-hmm. That's what's cool about growing up in areas like this. Like, you get to know everything.
Yeah.
Food-wise, culture-wise, everything's pretty awesome.
And every school, unless you got put into a private school, though, like, people live in the better part of Santa Ana. And it's like, ooh. Normally,
Santa Hills?
We wouldn't let you guys into our hood, but it's like, you wrestle with my son, so if I can come on in for a pool party. It's like,
oh, another like, one. Only people in Orange County know the difference between North County and South County are different.
Ooh.
It's a weird thing. It's a small county.
But
okay. When we live in Orange County, you got to look this up. Go on a Google map or something. I want to call it like the belly button of Orange County, maybe the center, the
kind
belt.
Kind of.
The spectrum.
Yes. So Irvine. So literally, we work borderline test in Irvine.
And we always joke around. We're like, people in North County don't really go.
And this is actually because of our coworkers at the office.
Yeah.
Like when we go do happy hour, it's like, okay, whose hood do you guys want to?
Are we going north or are we going south?
And if it's too south up in ours, It's more like, I don't know. I want to say more hood. I mean, it's more hood by far, by far. But yeah. If you go Southern Irvine or SoCal, yeah.
But here's the difference too. I think Northern Orange County was developed first. So like yes. Santa Ana, all the older towns, yeah, exactly, cities yeah. are in Northern, because it sounds weird. Technically, like 50, 60 years ago, LA, Orange County was technically a suburb.
Yes, it was.
Of LA County yep. before it separated and itself from LA
County. Yeah. It's Orange County.
So it started Orange off County. With, because all this was farms. So now South yep. County is mostly what all the farmland was, but now it's being developed by people with a lot of money.
And hence the Orange County. Like, it's they were vineyards. They were like,
or yeah, orchards. Yeah. yeah, it was still the orchards growing up. Everything that was around was oranges. Everything.
So. Yeah, yeah. All right, man. You started up too, so that's what spawned this.
Yeah.
And I love how much we're going already, and we're so barely much, getting started.
You're making fun of ourselves. I'm okay with it.
Right, what you got, man? Started off anywhere.
Oh yeah, I already did that one. So yeah, the show. It's funny, like how a lot of the shows do not represent us.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, okay. So if you're, it's going to be great for anybody that comes to Orange County. If you're going to come as a tourist, use this as a tourist guide. Mm-hmm. They, because somebody, I read this and it said that giant glowing hermit crab off the 57 is not a nightclub. You know what they're referencing to?
The giant nightclub hermit crab off the 57?
It looks like a club. If you're driving on the freeway going north, you're going to say like, what the fuck?
I'm going north already. I'm like,
by the not Arrowhead Pond, not Arrowhead, Honda Center.
Yes.
There's a glowing thing by Anaheim Stadium.
Hooters?
No.
Oh, hold on. Well, we're not talking about Fritz's. Right?
No, no.
Okay, my bad, my bad.
They built this metro station.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't think about it because I'm like, what the fuck
is that?
It looks like a hermit crab show. It's a giant. It's a big old glowing, looks like a giant show, and it's glowing, and it's weird. We're driving down the dark freeway, and all of a sudden, it looks like a club.
It almost looks, yeah. Like, okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's a train station. Limit to Orange County. But yeah,
what else you got?
I think we have most of. I mean, not most of them, but like that I wanted to hit originally. Oh, so we're talking about traffic and all that stuff.
Oh, I love traffic; it's the best.
If you live in Orange County, and I know a lot of people know this word, but it totally makes some. It means something totally different in Orange County.
Okay, what you got?
The Orange Crush.
Yes.
I don't know who decided to when they redid the freeway.
Yes,
it's worse.
Yeah.
The 22
sucks,
dude. Oh my god, there's like a part where like four freeways interchange,
intertwine, and
it's just a pain in the butt. It sounds delicious, but it's such a pain in the ass.
And it's a life suck.
You live not that far from the Orange Crush.
It's a time suck. It's a life suck. Like,
and every time I'm like, so it's caused so many rear end collisions.
Yeah, sadly. Yeah.
And here's the one that we done a lot. Downtown is always where you want to be. But there, when we say go downtown, that's terrible.
Don't mind if I do, go downtown. Lady.
But here in Orange County, we have a lot of old towns, like downtown Fullerton, downtown Santa Ana,
downtown Brea, downtown
Orange,
yeah,
Laguna Beach, downtown Huntington Beach. It's all pretty much the old part of towns.
Sure.
Which back in the day was like, oh, it's just old brick buildings. But now they're cool because that's where all the breweries are, food.
Kind of now.
Whatever you really want to do.
Especially like Santa Ana has cleaned up so much. Like
the art district?
It was a very heavy populated, gang populated fucking city. And the fact that, yeah, that it's cleaned up so much is dope. And you're right. The art district is so fucking cool now.
And it's funny though, because I was telling my wife, I'm like, man, art kind of different. It's different. Why, Mo? Can I see white people after dark?
Idiot.
Because it's trendy. It's the artist district now. So they have like art walks. Because we go to the art walks.
Fair enough. Yes.
So it's just stupid.
All right, what you
and here's another one that. Okay, this is weird. And no, I guess it's going to be the only thing like. Oh, fuck. With the freeways and all that stuff. I think mostly on the 22 and the 55. Mm-hmm. When you drive certain angles, the sun's always.
Yeah.
Because when you live on the coast.
Or when you're short like a dude like
me. Oh, the thing doesn't cover you? The visor or whatever?
Not my visor fits me fine.
And here's another one. OC natives know how to avoid beaches during holidays, surf competition weekends.
Oh, yeah. HP. Yeah, yeah.
Because they're like, oh, it's about Memorial Day. Are you going to be like, I'm not going to the beach. Fucking insane.
When I was younger, I went out on a date, and stupid date was HP on 4th of July.
Fuck no.
No.
But you're right. But locals avoid that. Like, no. If I go during I'll take a day off, go during the week.
Yeah,
Yeah. Weekdays, non-holidays, shoot, even winter, it's nice. I go at night. Yeah. I've been, like I said, during the summer when it's really hot, I go for walks on the beach. Nobody else takes walks on the beach?
Let's do it up right now, guy.
Yeah, so. Oh. I don't know if anybody outside Orange County really heard of this. Mm. Did you know Orange County has two zoos? But they have one major one, the Santa Ana Zoo.
Santa Ana Zoo is so ghetto.
It's the monkey zoo. It's so terrible.
It's the monkey zoo. It's the bird exhibit zoo.
It's It's fun for kids. If you're going to go out, it's cheap.
It's cheap.
It's probably like $10-$15.
Yeah.
And you go, and you pretty much has like, I don't know. I know it has monkeys, has birds, and it has.
That's about it. Lizards.
A little train.
Oh, how about the Irvine Park one?
That's not in Irvine.
That's technically not in Irvine.
It's funny. I lived here my whole life, and I didn't know that until like recently. Like,
it's not Irvine.
Irvine Park is not in Irvine.
No, that's Orange. Yeah, yeah. Okay, get interesting. But yeah, that's a zoo technically. So yeah, yeah.
And have you heard of this little town? Oh, and only people who live in the area know Placentia.
Yeah, it's like a tiny.
But it's not Placenta.
It's not. It's spelled
Placenta. So that's how you know you're local. Oh, city. Oh, Placenta. Oh, you're not a local. It's
yeah.
Placentia. Placentia. But it's spelled.
Another one, too, would be, no one knows, Stanton. No. It's tiny. It's like a 2-block radius.
You don't need to stop in Stanton.
Not really. Although, Anton's wedding?
It was.
Not wedding. Reception.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Was it Stanton?
Was it? You looked it up.
It was wonderful,
man. I would love it.
I had a blast at that wedding, by the way, dude. Go ahead.
It's great times. Okay, Stanton has great wedding venue. It was great times.
No shit, right? Go ahead.
In Orange County, I think it's mostly Southern California, but Orange County for sure. I think it's bigger. We're bigger on it than most places.
What you got?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Because it's a California thing, but I think Orange County. There's one like every.
Orange County.
I feel like it's getting almost as Disneyland. I mean, Disneyland.
Maybe not that big.
The
lines are stupid.
Okay, but it's okay. Here's the thing about In-N-Out.
Go for it.
I don't know why. It's not the greatest burger, but it's good.
It's a good burger.
But yeah. It's its own thing. And when you go, since you're already mentally ready to be in line for like, but it's actually pretty quick now. But because people drive up to the In-N-Out like, damn, it's like 10 people in the drive-thru.
A lot of people bitch about their fries. I like their fries.
Yeah. I mean, like any place.
Their animal-style fries are pretty dope, though.
But people get like In-N-Out. I'm like, fuck, well, I'll be back in half an hour.
It's a mission.
But you're used to it. I put on a podcast. I'm going in and out. So I put on a podcast and just order.
That's because you really have to.
To kill time. And then they do like the whole. But they worked it out now. But it's an In-N-Out. It's like a California.
It's
but you
a
see
long
it spinning
haul,
out.
Dude. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's very prideful. And many people are protective. You can be like, In-N-Out's not that great. I've had better. I'm like, you shut your mouth.
Yeah, got it, dude. All right, In-N-Out, guys, try it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. If you go to LA County, if you come to LA County, fuck, I don't know.
Orange County. What you got?
Okay, I don't think you go to this place.
What is
it? You don't go to Trader Joe's, right? Have you been to it?
Yeah, I've been, but I don't shop there regularly.
I love it. It's like a tradition for me. Like, I love going there.
Exactly. I hear your stories at the office all the time. So yeah, I know.
I'm so Orange County. I'm like, dude, I went to Trader Joe's. They have the best Chinese food there.
You mention that a lot. They're both.
Well, cause this is weird. Like, as a Hispanic male, I am a major minority in that store.
You are.
It's like 98% of clientele or
Northgate. We should go to North. I mean, I go to Northgate.
95% of the Trader Joe's is white. But it's a weird part. Like, people are always really happy there. I told my wife, I'm like, everybody's so chipper, and I love it. Like, everyone's like, oh, yes, whatever you want, blah, blah. And every Sunday, maybe because, I don't know, something cool about it. But food is affordable, and it's like a tradition on the weekends. Like, everyone has their Trader Joe bags. Oh, even your sister and your niece is protected.
Oh, God, you saw that? Yeah. So, for Halloween, my niece gave me, let me use their Toy Story toys, and they brought a Trader Joe's bag, and my niece is, like, not even, like, take care of these, uncle. It's like, uncle, we need the bag back. Okay, I'm gonna keep the bag.
People are protective of the Trader Joe's.
All right, funny. Go ahead.
But I love it. It's like I said,
man, you need to jump in there more often.
It's important. I like to go there. I feel like it's like a special treat going there.
Okay, what you got?
Have you ever had a bonsai bowl?
No. What's a bonsai bowl?
It's a one that's kind of like Jamba Juice, like, it kind of, like, on the bottom, it's, like, a layer of Jamba Juice.
Okay.
And then, like, it has, like, fruit and granola and all this stuff on it.
That sounds dope already.
It's delicious. It's, like, a high-calorie breakfast thing like that. And it's a very California thing. Okay, well, I think LA County, too, and all this stuff, but Orange County is well-known for, like, everything, pushing everything organic.
Yeah, true.
Everything trendy, health foods and all that stuff. I love it, but at the same time, at a certain point, it's like, all right. And cool that we're, like, ahead of, like, this whole, like, hey, fucking clean living shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But at a certain point, it's like, I just want to eat greasy food or whatever.
What else?
We guac everything up.
Yes.
Orange County is huge on guac.
Huge.
Everywhere you go, you want some guac on that? You want some guac on that? Oh, Annabelle, you want some guac on that?
Everything, dude. Have you heard about... there's a thing called... I forget what it's called exactly, but white people not knowing how to cut an avocado and they're like slicing their hands like.
Oh, I was.
Avocado hand?
It sounds terrible. Like it reminds me of when she sent me a video clip because she knows I would make fun of people like infomercials. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I can't pour milk. I don't know how to cut. Or
I'm white people doing stupid things.
And my wife sent me one and I'm like, damn, white people can't do anything.
Kind of.
Here's the story. So my wife. I told this story before. She grew up outside of Orange County.
Riverside? Crew.
She grew up in the desert. She's a desert rat. So she grew up out in the desert, Palm Springs, and then she moved closer, like little by little. But her mother for a while lived in Orange County, all through Orange County, South County. I reference South County because there's a difference.
There is a good difference, yeah.
So she was always down here. And I would always joke around. I'm like, she's like, oh, why don't you? I'm like, I'm not fucking going to that way. And she's like, let's just hang out. Why we would leave Orange County? Let's just stay in Orange County. And she's like, you never want to leave Orange County. I'm like, yeah, we got everything we need here.
Yeah,
it's our own little biodome. We don't need to leave Orange County.
You know what? Sadly, that's a great way to look at it.
And I told
you, it's so fucking
so true. My wife had been out in Orange County at least 5 years. No, like 8 years at this point where we went to go eat outside of Orange County.
Where do you remember where you went and why?
Either Corona.
Although Pablo, you know Pablo, he's taken me out to LA specifically to Philippe's because I'm a big French dip guy.
Oh yeah, I've been wanting to go there.
And it was a long haul and it was a mission, but it was fucking worth
it. It's funny how we treat that kind of like vacations, mini vacations. To leave the county, we're like, let's go to LA County. Ooh, it'll be an adventure.
We're the Goonies.
Okay, stupid. So it's gonna be a while ago.
But kind of, yeah.
Before I go on it, so we went to LA Comic Con.
Yes, we did.
And
we
had it sucks that LA Comic Con has to be in LA.
Yes.
But like how we like souped up, like, all right, guys, it's like we're going on a mission, okay, we're going to go to LA County. And like the whole time, we're like, this is bullshit. And we get there, have a great time at LA Comic Con on the way back. This is bullshit. We like complained about every single light. Fucking LA sucks. LA sucks.
It's
LA
so bad. Sucks. Parker,
this traffic. Is why LA sucks. It's like everyone. Does nobody respect traffic code or traffic line?
After
or?
We were done with Comic Con, we went to Trejo's Tacos.
Trejo's Tacos. I know Trejo's Tacos.
Danny Trejo. Yeah, he's come out on everything.
And I love like, fuck, when else are we going to be in LA? Fuck, let's go to Trejo's Tacos.
And it was cool. It was a good experience.
But dude. I love the fact that we were... LA Comic Con was great.
Yes.
People a lot of dope. Fun. But... The fact of driving there, we're like, all right, guys, get mentally prepared. We're going to fucking LA County.
Yeah.
On the way back, okay, LA County. So.
Just can't wait to get home.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
True. But, like, I'm like, or whenever, like, I've had people offer me, okay, I'm a big sports fan, LA sports fan.
You are.
Even though I hate going to LA. I've had people go, like, I got seats, like, really good, like, not floor seats, but, like, lower level seats for LA. Lakers, this one, like, were really good. And I was like, here, you want to go? It's tonight. And I'm like,
fuck. Tonight, on a school night.
Oh, it's in LA, though. It's funny, to the point where somebody's giving me, like, $500 worth of tickets and I have to think hard about it.
Yeah,
a lot of people are like, hey, we got really good Dodgers tickets. Ooh. And I'm like, fuck. In my head, I just picture a long line of like red lights.
Stupid.
Like traffic lights. I mean, not traffic lights. Like freeway, like it's, bumper to bumper. And you're like,
it's sad.
Fuck.
Because you literally have to mentally prepare yourself for that trek.
Oh, like, okay. Even when we went to go see Rise Against at the Shrine.
Yeah. And that was on a Friday.
Yeah. We're like, we left. We're going to leave. We're like, the whole time, it's going to suck. Actually, it was a nice ride.
It was dope. And the parking, whole time, we lucked out on the parking.
Parking.
There.
Yeah. Because we're like, fuck, we got parking. Let's just park it and we'll walk
in. We'll grub it. And yeah. We had a blast that fucking time.
But yeah. But anything LA County, I mean, like.
You have to mentally prepare yourself. And I love the museums out there. And oh, there's more I need to check out, like the Brea Tar Pits. I still need to fucking check out.
Brea's dope. The Lacma? No, not Latin America.
I haven't been to in ages.
There's that one. The Natural History Museum, the Science Museum, all that stuff.
Dope.
But that's day. It's like I said. Anytime I leave Orange County, it's like I'm gonna make a day trip
out of it. And it has to be a fucking day. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But this like,
but you go in, anywhere in Orange County, and it's not like that.
No. LA County. Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, bashing LA County.
I thought this was supposed to be bashing on.
But,
us,
but here's the thing: when you grow up in Orange County, is that no matter what distance you are, everything is 20 minutes away.
Love it.
You can be anywhere now in Orange County and be like, hey, you're going to be here 20 minutes. Except between the hours of like 6:30 a.m. to like 10.
True.
And like 2 till 7. Because then you're just everywhere is an hour. But it's just like, oh, it's not bad. Yeah, I'm 20 minutes away. Whatever. So, yeah.
True. Huh. Okay, cool. What else do we got?
I'll just end this. I can pretty much run it. Okay. On time. Okay. So this one is funny because I told you this one and you're like, that's stupid. I don't say any of that. As you were telling me you weren't saying this, you said this.
Idiot. Dope. I'm rad. Like,
dude.
Fly. Hip.
Oh, people aren't going to say dude. Crude. Idiot. And sick. And you're like, dude, I don't say that.
You do.
And every time when I see you, you go,
look at this picture. Dude, oh, that's fucking sick, dude. That's why you were laughing. I'm like, this motherfucker.
And executive producer Victoria was like, she started laughing. Like, it's like, I don't do that. And I'm like, dude, that's sick, bro.
Dude, I don't say bro or bro.
But even if you say bro, it's like, yeah. I say bro. But a sick cruise, dude. And it's funny because me was talking about
that's got to be an Orange County thing.
A lot, yeah. Because I was talking to my brother, Alan from the 2OC, and I told him, like, dude, we say dude a lot. And
stupid. It is so true.
But when I talked to my brother, I was going, dude. I even come, like, when we're growing up, I'm like, what's up, little dude? But we're always dude. And I remember noticed one time, like, I don't know how often I do it, but I just noticed it more because I was paying attention. I'm like, dude. And we have a conversation where, like, half the word we're dude.
Easily. Okay, so go for those words one more time.
There's a lot more. Dude.
Yes.
Cruise, yeah. Sick, and we say like. A lot of people do it more.
Okay, I get it. Like, I don't like.
I don't like
that. I don't like.
Well, because your brain, yeah. It's like, you don't need to make a sound to know you're thinking. Like, you use like to be like. Like, you say.
Okay, so technically, it's anyone is guilty of it, but it sounds airhead.
Yeah, you tend to do it more and stuff. I don't want to say
gather your thoughts. Or same thing like when we were talking.
You know, let's say just be quiet. You're using it to think. But you don't, like, there's no reason you should be making noise to think.
Agreed. And so that's what's weird, though, about doing a podcast, especially on the other podcast I do, the Comic Syndicate, dude, it's very weird. It's fucking sick. You should check it out.
Like, dude. I don't think, dude.
Hard, and I don't like listen to myself, but trying to catch myself and not have those.
You're a radio voice? My wife's like, Josias has a nice radio voice. You just sound like you. I'm like, I love it,
dude. That's dope.
That's great. Thank you.
That's me, sweetheart. Okay, guys, this is part one. We still have a bunch more thoughts we're going to go through and some closing thoughts and arguments, and we're going to bash ourselves a little bit more. So we don't know when this is going to drop, but RG, where can our listeners find us, man?
All right, you can find us on Facebook at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. You can also follow us on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, RG Flores. And also you can find us at Deep Dives R on Twitter. And you can email us with any questions at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes at Gmail.
I always forget to add that when I put up the episodes, dude. The last episode I put up, dude, I've made a few mistakes on the... It sucks editing, but anyways, guys, you guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. Share the podcast as much as you guys can. We are going to launch soon. We have these plans going to just have it being its own separate entity again soon. So still practice runs.
Yeah. And I want anybody, please, to add or comment on any things you've heard about Orange County. I'm curious how people from outside of Orange County perceive Orange.
Like, we're not arrogant. We're not stuck up. We're not high nose, high brows people. Like,
honestly, I'm not even a big fan of the beach.
I love the fuck out of surfing.
But I'm not a big fan of the beach. But I'll be damned if I have to live anywhere far away from the beach. I just like knowing it's there. Am I going to go there? No. I just like that it's there.
You know what? True. All right, guys. Part two is going to be dropping next week. Give a listen. And like RJ said, how do you guys feel about Orange County, peeps?
Or actually, also, wherever you're from, let me know any weird things about from where you're from. That's just
small nuances that you
about your county or your little area you live
in. I love it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next
thanks,
week.
Thanks, guy.
Peace out. I think it's a dude.